Our coverage this week starts with a tragedy at a small church in a small American community. About 30 miles outside of San Antonio, Texas, is a place named Sutherland Springs. Yesterday, during service at the First Baptist Church, police say a man entered the building and started shooting. A county sheriff says more than 20 people were killed. Numerous others were injured, though we didn't know the exact number when we produced today's show. At least two different medical facilities were treating victims of the shooting. There was a chase after the attack. The suspect apparently fled into a neighboring county where he also died. Officials were trying to find out if he took his own life or if he was killed by police, in addition to what his motive might have been. A business owner in Sutherland Springs says it's a very small but very tightly knit community, and U.S. leaders from President Donald Trump to Texas Governor Greg Abbott to Senator John Cornyn, who serves Texas, indicated they were praying for the people affected. 5 days after a terrorist attack in New York City, there was a sign of resilience yesterday when 50,000 runners were expected to hit the road in the TCS New York City Marathon. City and state officials had promised the event would be safe following an attack on October 31st that killed 8 people in the borough of Manhattan. That was the worst terrorist act in New York City since it was a target on September 11, 2001. For Sunday's race, the city lined the roadways with sand trucks and police vehicles to protect pedestrians. 2.5 million spectators were expected, and of those who took on the 26-mile challenge, one said she couldn't live her life afraid that something like a terrorist attack could happen. The threat couldn't stop her from accomplishing her goal to run. Some other runners that CNN spoke to gave a similar message.